to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, welcome to Fresh Take. We have a very, very special guest here. It is one of the co-founders of Home Team Live, Tanner. That's Tanner. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Josh. Appreciate it being here.
Absolutely. So I connected last summer, with me being a voice of the dogs, one of the four voices of dogs. And it seems you've done a nice job of progress. And we'll talk about all that. But I kind of want to take it back a little bit more first and just talk first about your initial love of sports and what connected you to sport first.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, my love and passion for sports goes back to, you know, being a young kid and playing basketball, hockey, football. But I've been more of in the video world for quite a long time. So I've been creating videos since I was a pretty young kid, and just kind of in high school, I used to film and edit like highlight videos for my friends who were, you know, obviously going on to bigger, better sports endeavors than me after I had kind of hung up the skates and whatnot. So I used to edit videos for them to send to their universities to get scouted, that sort of thing. And then I would also, just going into university, kind of formed a little more of like a entrepreneurial vision for sports. And so started a video production company that did a lot of sports stuff with, stuff for the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, University of Regina Rams, just was kind of really, I love filming sports. That kind of led to kind of starting Home Team Live here the last few years.
Nice, nice. I remember having like a specific first sports section memory that kind of identify with?
I would say for sports and like memories would be, I think probably, you know, kind of filming like I would say Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, doing some videos for them and like getting some really good feedback on the videos and people like sharing and really loving it. That's kind of what, got me going, was just, you know, seeing people's responses to it and the way I was helping the league and helping the athletes. That's something that really kind of drove me through this. So
what kind of initially got you other co-founders to get to the point of bringing up Home Live? Obviously, you know, we've seen a lot of these sports streamings just come along on. What kind of initially got you into the idea that hey we'd do this and have this bring up to an amber level and kind of connect people to those leagues and athletes?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny, like Home Team Live has really been in the works for quite a long time. We just started really streaming last March was actually when we began streaming, but we've been, you know, thinking of the idea and, you know, talking about different, you know, initiatives that we could do and really kind of experiencing what our now customers are experiencing, because we've sat on their side, like we've worked for different leagues and organizations. And there was a few things, like I think me and my co-founder Logan, we had a really good kind of product where we were able to kind of create like properties for sponsors. And so this was, you know, broadcasting properties, you know, streaming properties, different things that we sold to advertisers that they were able to partner with the leagues that we worked with. And it was kind of generating that revenue for the leagues. So that was kind of the first thing was, you know, we felt that the leagues should be, you know, making, you know, some money off of sponsorships. And so we were really successful in doing that. And then just kind of looking at streaming just in the like junior level of sports or amateur, semi-pro, we just felt that the quality was not there for the amount of people that wanted to watch. You know, people are using iPhones to stream like big games. And so that was the first thing. It was just, you know, seeing the level of quality and thinking, hey, this junior A hockey game should probably have some better quality. And what this meant was, like, we wanted to see, like, major broadcasts. We want to see, like, commercials. We want to see replays, commentary, like, score bugs, all that sort of stuff that you would see on, like, a Sportsnet or, like, a TSN. And so we had that idea for quite a while. And then, like, with just the advancements of, like, AI and AI cameras, it kind of helped us with being able to scale and start a company like Home Team. And so using those cameras, being able to be placed, you know, across the world, we could still use our software to, you know, be able to have the commentary and the all those major quality graphics that I was talking about. So, yeah, I mean, that was kind of the three things. Was one, like, we feel that the organizations who are putting the product on the field should be generating some revenue through streaming and advertising. So,
and so how long have you guys been around for?
Well, we incorporated in June of 2021. So coming up on 2 years now. Most of the first 6 to 8 months was kind of developing our OTT app and doing a lot of testing. But yeah, we started streaming in March or April of 2022. So.
And so, like, what goes in getting leagues for, like, for example, like a WCBL and some of the other leagues that, that you guys have came, what go to those conversations?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's funny, like, in sports, you know, you get a lot of different reasons why people want to use the product. It's, you know, obviously they want to generate more revenue with their product on the field. It's obviously having a high quality broadcast. There's a lot of scouting and player development that people really want. I think for the WCBL, I think it's been such a, you know, prominent league for such a long time. And the thought of having a unified, you know, broadcast system for all the teams, I think it all come into one place to see all the games, was something that was attractive to them. Similar to, like, all of our other leagues that we have, I find that that's kind of the biggest one, is the league and the teams can kind of control the content and what they want to do with it. And so having it all in that one place for fans to watch, I think, is the biggest kind of attractor for us right now, getting kind of new leagues on board. So.
What was your biggest pitch to some of these leagues, just as, like, up and streaming service? You know, in some leagues, just go to YouTube. For example, we just had the CCA Nationals for basketball out for men, and they just put on YouTube, for example. That's kind of been your guys' eyes for leagues that may just want to put onto YouTube, or, you know, develop their own, you know, just base, like, you know, Canada West for basketball, hockey, all that has their own. What has kind of been your guys' base to pitch to them instead of using their own model?
Yeah, I think, you know, depending on what their exact needs are, I think, you know, we're really bringing that, like, streaming in the box product to them. So whether it's, you know, really taking the streaming out of their hands on, like, a game day basis. I know there's lots of things on game days that need to be done. You know, obviously they have to organize their team and their league and whatnot. So I think for us, being able to fully manage the streaming for them has been a big hit. Just being able to, yeah, save them time on game days. I know it's very stressful. So there's that. And honestly, there's a lot of organizations that just don't have, you know, the talent or the technical expertise to actually do streaming. So having our expertise there, is definitely a big one. The revenue generation, so being able to use, like if you're using a YouTube or a Facebook, it becomes really hard to actually, like, monetize the content. So we offer that support. So we have, you know, a lot of leagues that are signed up that, you know, they're busy running their league or their organization. So when people have questions, we're there to answer them for them. So those would be kind of the biggest ones. I think the other one that kind of gets often overlooked is the amount of other things inside of that venue that we can stream. So if you're in like a university gym, there's tournaments on the weekend, there's like high school basketball championships, things like that, that, you know, maybe in the past might, you know, you might not have a multi-camera setup or even a stream at all for those kind of games. Whereas with our like AI system and our software, like we can stream everything in that venue. So it offers that ability for them as well.
I guess my question too is, you know, for some of the leagues, the cool thing you're doing is showcasing out the amateur stuff. And you were saying initially that was the idea that you got had was to showcase out these amateur sports. What is kind of the input you put you now? It must be really cool to get, you know, family members and friends coming to you guys being like, I couldn't see blank, and now I get an opportunity to see them perform.
Yeah, I mean, that it's been huge. Like some of the feedback that we've gotten has been really awesome. You know, just being able to watch the games from afar, I think is, you know, that was our initial vision, and it's still that today. Is, you know, for example, we did the Saskatchewan Winter Games about a month or two ago, and you know, we had comments from like, you know, a parent who had a 95-year-old grandpa who wasn't able to make it to the Winter Games to watch. So, and they like, you know, really appreciated that. So, yeah, I mean, that vision of like being able to watch the games from afar is still definitely there. And then what we've noticed is some of these leagues have some really, really awesome athletes playing in them. And, you know, guys or girls who, you know, might not have had the chance to move on to like a college or university, or like junior A hockey, that sort of thing. We've seen them be able to use like the content and the footage that we have to at least kind of put their name out there, where in the past, like this would not have been able to really have that footage to even send along, so.
Yeah, I think important. I mean, you look at, for example, states, and well, they are able to showcase all our athletes, no matter what this be, right? You're you know, it's on a bigger level, but you're seeing like, you know, high school games, like you just saw Bronny, Jenny James, and others, Wagner's kid, DDJ Wagner, in the All Mutes game, and some of their high school games are being showcased. I think, you know, you have platforms like you're so important to show growth of these athletes, because we have a chance now to go back and see that footage and use that footage going forward in the future. I think probably is kind of what you're saying, like that was kind of what somewhat of the model that you guys wanted. You're seeing, you're talking about seeing a more of an effect now, getting this in the season, young players grow up. And well, I kind of monologue here. Well, maybe, you know, some people not see the full benefit of it, not benefit that was right. I mean, not see everything panned out right now. Is the cool thing is going to be in, I don't know, 5, 10 years, going to be able to go back to the home team live footage and showcase player blank where they were at this level. And now they are an NHL, CFL, CEL, or NBA, or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a big piece too, is just the actual content and how long it can last and being able to look back on the footage. That's kind of been a big piece for us, is like storytelling. And so, you know, obviously we're really young right now, but being able to like understand or, you know, get to know these athletes and their stories and use the content to tell their story, is going to be beneficial right now. And then moving forward, like, yeah, years from now, we have, you know, players that, I mean, WCBL, you see guys want to play in MLB, right? So us being able to like have that footage for them and provide that can really help like tell those stories in like documentaries or just anything that would obviously better help tell those players' stories. So
we saw in the fall, specifically with soccer, you guys were using a little bit of the AAC and showcasing some of their games. They obviously have their own site to showcase off their sports. So kind of what went to a deal there to showcase some ACC stuff? And is there a plan to showcase off of them and other strategic leads going forward to the future?
Yeah, for us at home team, going into collegiate sports is kind of that sweet spot for us, where we really do want to be. We want to be in youth organizations as well, but being, you know, partnered with an organization like ACAC would be big for us and something that we would, you know, really love. you know, looking across the country and even into the United States as well, with you know, the amount of sports that just goes on is really huge. So we're definitely targeting to bring on a lot more collegiate sports going forward. ACAC soccer was good, just out of, you know, people are having a little bit of they're having a little bit of struggle actually streaming soccer, and we've just seen this across the board as we started the company. Just a lot of games are in like outside parks, and there's not a lot of like internet or power, that sort of thing. And we've come up with our solution to be able to stream soccer outside and have our software really help with that. So I think, you know, the feedback from the ACAC was one, like the stream was great. But two, like definitely solved a big problem that we had was being able to stream just in like, you know, they're not big stadiums with power and Wi-Fi and that sort of thing. So for us being able to provide that solution was valuable. And I hope, you know, a lot of colleges across the country were able to see that and, you know, definitely a step forward in forming some more partnerships going forward. So.
You kind of talked about a little bit in times of trouble, shut off soccer. A little bit of that, I'm sure, is for any of these sports, you're at the mercy of that team broadcast unit. Have you guys had conversations about, you know, potentially in the future, potentially here of you know, maybe weeding in your own broadcasters, maybe weeding in the camera or two that you guys want to showcase off a little more what you guys want to see in the stream than what team blank broadcast will give you?
Yeah, I think like for us, we're, you know, we have our camera systems that we use, and you know, when you go into a league, sometimes they have, you know, they already have, you know, broadcasting equipment. So and you know, definitely with schools too, where they like, that's part of their programs, is they want to offer you know, the students to be able to learn broadcasting and better fulfill like their goals and their careers. So you never want to like take that away from them. And like for us, like we're really like software first, using our software to obviously help the leagues and streaming, and the production of using our cameras is definitely big for us to kind of take that out of the or give that benefit to the leagues and the teams to not have to really worry about it. But if a team has like, you know, a really good broadcasting system, like we'll still be able to like take their feeds and be able to use what they have already in place. So I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. A few other one things for your time again. You kind of talked about too, you know, as you're growing, are there other things you guys want to add to the platform games? You kind of mentioned having, you know, potentially using that footage for documentaries. Has there been ideas of like going behind the scenes or having kind of original videos or programming being potentially going to the forum going towards?
Yeah, for sure. We have so many plans and for our app and like where we want to go with it. I feel like the list is like always growing on what we want to do. Like our developers and their backlog is just like full of different things that we want to do. I think, you know, there's definitely some like scouting and coaching tools that we're getting ready to roll out pretty soon here. So you will see soon, just to be able to download like 30 seconds from a video feed in Home Team. So instead of, you know, having to download the whole game, you can just basically, as a user, you can just download 30 seconds from that game. We want to increase kind of like engagement in the app, so we want to add like the viewers, like how many viewers are watching a game. We want to be able to see, like, potentially introduce a chat into games as well, just to kind of increase engagement. And then content, like, it's something that we're really you know, really looking forward to, like adding more content and doing more shows, you know, different things like podcasts or yeah, like you said, like documentaries, like original films. Like, I think there's a lot of really cool things, like in a league just like WCBL, like there's a lot of stories that we would love to tell with, like, you know, video production and being able to have on the platform. So there's definitely a lot that we have kind of in the works for the actual software development and then adding more content to the app. I think last year we had the WCBL show, which was pretty highly watched, like on the app. So we're really going to kind of lean into like having more content on the app. So yeah, there's lots. It's fun to kind of look at what our customers want and like what they want to see more of, what's happening in the market. So yeah, we're getting really excited to launch some new stuff there.
On that, what are you guys seeing the customers want more of?
Well, I think, you know, like there's our customers and then there's the users who are actually using like the OTT app. Definitely the big thing is being able to like download the footage easier. So us being able to provide like the content to the social media manager or, you know, the players to make highlight videos, making that a much easier process, I think has been something that has been on our minds for quite a while. Even some, you know, some things with the WCBL that we're getting excited to roll out is just like, you know, having better designed graphics on the streams as well. So, rolling out like, batters, like stats as they come out onto the field, or, having better designed score bugs, are kind of some big things we're looking to improve on coming into this kind of baseball season. So, there's lots of things, lots of things we want to kind of improve on and kind of keep going with. So
you mentioned the WCBL show well for you, and then I mentioned the podcast side of things. If you guys were to get in that podcast realm, are you kind of looking to have that happy medium of video and audio, or are you guys still just trying to see what's best for you guys as far as what works for the streaming platform?
Yeah, I think like for us, like the audio portion could be something cool. We're probably going to just stick to video for now. I think being able to have that footage on the app, like it's an OTT app, but we see like ESPN, they have like an audio feature on there. There's all these different types of features that different other products in the market are using. So, I think with podcasts, having them as video or even just having the ability for it to be on the app, whether it's just, an actual recording or, different images or like clips from the league that is being discussed. So, definitely looking forward to having more of that kind of content.
I think one of the cool things about, especially last summer is, again, being broadcast that does broadcast on the platform is the growth that you guys had sporadically last year, specifically on the social media side, where you to halfway through the season, you guys started showcasing off clips during games. I thought that was a nice addition. And then even those YouTube video where you the 2 minute roundup, that stuff you see from the University of Calgary, for example, when they recap their sports, you see the NBA in the NHL, they do those kind of recaps. Is that something you guys, you look at these other leagues and you kind of see like, hey, that's a good idea that can grow our base and grab the sports base?
100%. I think, something that we may have, we saw it last year and, posting a big walk-off home run in the WCBL, just like, lots of people watch it, lots of people retweet it. It's showcasing the league who we're partnered with. It's bringing excitement, so definitely want to lean into that more, and just like sharing the content more. I think just this past this past year we did a pretty good job of sharing that content around to the team social media managers, and being able to get that content out there. It helps them, it helps us. So yeah, we would definitely want to lean into more pieces of content that's gonna obviously attract more people to the league. Things like top 10 plays, like recaps of the month, I think this stuff it helps us, it helps leagues like the WCBL get their name out there. It's interesting we're talking about this because we've been like our team has been chatting about content like nonstop for the past little while here, and so we're excited to kind of ramp that up. So
yeah, I thought they did a sensational job near the end. It was really kind of fun to find themselves. Again, like a growing company, And you know, the sort of social media is finding themselves, the league and the streamer is finding themselves. I guess last, and we've kind of gone over this, so this does a redundant question, but the obvious one a broadcaster has to ask, is, you know, outside of what we talked about, is there any more kind of ideas of the future, what this streamer can be?
Yeah, I mean, there's like technology is amazing because we can, you know, we can watch as new technology, you know, unfolds. And I think we're seeing that with AI right now. I think where we really see things going is more like, honestly, more high-end broadcast tools, you know, better tools for commentators, like yourself, to be able to like see replays, be able to watch what's going on through the AI, I think is one thing that we're really looking at. Adding more cameras, I think, you know, the feeds that we have are able to stream, you know, every single game in the league, but having like that extra camera or extra two or three cameras on AI side, will be super beneficial to us. And so, we're definitely, you know, always researching and always like looking at, you know, different new tools and new software that's coming out in the broadcasting world for us to partner with. So for us, yeah, it's, you know, focusing on that, the quality of the broadcast, and that comes down to the types of tools and software we're using and the people involved, right? Like, how can we involve social media managers, commentators, you know, play-by-play people, how can we involve them more to you know, increase the quality that we're putting out. So
and the last question, now that you brought that up, you know, remote broadcast, you know, it's something I know I've talked to people about that was, you know, proposed to me for one game. One was the ability to potentially call games from the comfort of their home. They have the right equipment, not. And obviously, that's something you're talking about with the technology that you got to be looking at going full forward.
Yeah, so right now we have that ability to do the virtual broadcasting, which is definitely a very invaluable tool, just being able to broadcast from wherever there's a storm or someone can't make it in, that sort of thing. It creates that ability for them. And for just like leagues and tournaments or teams that there's no broadcaster around in that city. So being able to have someone else who wants, you know, the experience, or they want to continue their career and continue broadcasting, they can do it from a different city. We've done it definitely quite a few times already, doing the virtual broadcast. It works very well. I think the big business, there's nothing like obviously being in the venue and like having being in the venue instead of being, you know, in your office or wherever in your house doing the play calling, but just having that ability to do it is awesome. Like last year, I think we've done it for some hockey games this year. We did it for the Little League Canada event last year. So there's lots of different use cases for it, but yeah, definitely exciting stuff.
Well, Tanner, thank you so much for your time. It's an exciting time. WCBLs will be back, and everything you guys have done, I'm sure it's been an exciting, and you're ready to get to the summer and beyond to showcase off everything you guys have done.
Thanks so much, Josh, for having me. Oh, excuse me. Thanks so much for having me. I'm looking forward to working with you this summer.
Absolutely. Okay, next time, folks. Cheers.